And guess what? You gain. Everybody, this is the Capital Forum, and today we have a very unusual program for you, and I hope informative. Tom, how's been your week?
I'm here, Louise.
That's it?
Yes, I'm here.
You're not going to give me like direction, like say, oh, I had a wonderful week, and birds were flying, and bees were biting, and whatever.
Well, that song's coming up later. That's once I wake up.
I see.
I'm still asleep, so.
Well,
so,
I understand.
So are we
have an unusual show today. Anyway, well, you know what? The easiest way to do this is to kind of grab hold of a guy named Jim Palmisano. Mr. Palmisano, why don't you come on and tell everybody who we have? Because I lost track. Okay? I'll tell you, I lost track. Palmisano wants to rock and roll. Okay, Jim?
Well, Miss Louise and Mr. Ritter, how are you?
We're all doing lovely, Jim. Glad to have you aboard this morning. So we're juggling some guests around in the last minute?
Well, yeah. We're going to have an interesting call this morning. We're going to talk about sound money legislation, which I know that Louise has been heavily involved in for the past several years. But we've got Doug Jaden on the call. Doug is, he's a new Missourian, and he is working on legislation in a half a dozen states at least. Doug, is that not correct?
Well, yeah, we're really working on the educational component to really help legislators kind of fine-tune and craft their sound money legislation so there's some coordination between the states, because there's a lot of it on the, as you know, there's a lot of it out there now that's being crafted.
Right, and hopefully we're going to have Patricia Wheat. Hopefully she can find some time to come on, and she's on the Sound Money Committee in South Carolina. And they're doing a really good job out there, and hopefully we can have Walter Reddy on this morning, and Walter's going to talk about the committees of safety, and one of the purposes of the committees of safety, one of the main purposes is to institute a sound money system throughout the states. So. It's going to be an interesting call.
All right, and we got a 3-minute commercial break coming up. Everybody listening to RBN on republicbroadcasting.org. The call-in number, and I'm sure we'll take callers later in the show, is 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne,
Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Today, what we're talking about is sound money legislation, primarily. Some years ago, I filed sound money legislation for Missouri, but I also set apart legislation for about six states at the time. And we were actually working a little with South Carolina, but we were working with a different group, but I do believe, excuse me. So, Jim, kind of bring us into where you guys kind of weave together.
Well, you know, about three, four years ago, I was pretty heavily involved with Aaron Russo's group, Restore mm-hmm. the Republic, and I was the Missouri coordinator. And, you know, we pretty well realized at that time that the base problem that we have, and not only in this country, but basically in the entire world, was the money system. And the money system's being controlled by private people. And we realized what they were doing. We had a bunch of money changers out there, and they were just ripping off the people. And so we came to the conclusion that that was the main issue. We've got to get a sound money system back, which is what we used to have before the bankruptcy of 1933 in the United States. And so Walter Reddy, who is a very good friend of mine, and he's an activist, he together with Edwin Vieira, put together a group called the Committees of Safety. And the Committees of Safety, that's something from the colonial days. Basically, the Committees of Safety today is a First Amendment group, and their purpose is to pass sound money legislation in every state. And they have a second function, which is to reinstate the constitutional state militias to defend the sound money system that we install. Now, there's groups going, I don't know how many states we have legislation going on in right now for sound money. We've got a good model. I think at North Dakota, the only state.
Yeah, North Dakota has a very good model, but not for sound money. Although yes, they don't have legislation called sound money legislation.
Yeah, yeah, no, but they've been operating. The bank. Yeah, they've got their own bank, and you know, according to the Constitution, no state's supposed to coin anything but gold and silver as money.
Mm-hmm.
And for the new listeners, we always have new listeners coming and going through the show. So for the new listeners to come up to speed on us a little bit more after the show, there's a couple good documentaries. One's called American Dream, and it's a cartoon-type documentary, real easy to follow. 30 minutes goes through it. And then Bill Steeles has done some excellent work on this as well. And he very much goes in depth.
Now, he didn't do sound money legislation. That's state banks.
Right, but he goes very much into depth of what Jim started out the conversation with, is about the banksters manipulating the money supply, and that's, you know,
correct,
been done throughout history, and Bill Steeles does a very good job of documenting that.
Right, and Tom, there's you can go on YouTube, you can watch the Money Masters, which is probably, I think it's about a 4 or 6 hour documentary.
Yeah, and then his newer version is The Secret of Oz, it's just a little bit shorter, more to the point, and very good work, very interesting.
Right.
But now what you guys are actually working on are solutions to the problem that the banksters are creating for us. Is that not correct, Jim?
Exactly. That's exactly what we want to do, is we know what the problem is. So we have to come up with a solution, and which is what RBN's all about, is solutions. That's what John Stadtmiller wants to do, is provide solutions to the people. That's what we're trying to do here. Doug, you want to talk about your involvement with the various states that you're working with?
Sure. I got involved about 6 months ago with a project called the Sound Money Center. And what we looked at was the issue of sound money and these various bills being crafted in the states. Seeing that the project itself, the issue itself, was gaining momentum, and when Utah passed their legislation here just a couple of months ago, which is really, it doesn't have tons of teeth in it, but it's landmark in that it made a stance that, hey, we are going to actually do something with sending a message very clearly to the federal government and the Federal Reserve, that their policies are, you know, they're just a little bit out of control. So we crafted this presence on the web called the Sound Money Center. And what we're doing is we're helping states coordinate their legislation and the education component as well, because that's very important. We need to get legislators spun up on this issue, so that when this good legislation that you folks are working on has been crafted and put in place, that you've got some support behind it. And we're just doing that on a state-by-state basis, and we're picking up more states almost every week.
And what states would you believe would be at the forefront of this work and working towards creating the sound money legislation?
Yeah, certainly you've got Utah, who has already passed it, and then you've got South Carolina, who is obviously very active right now. They've got a great committee down there. I've worked with them actually quite a bit here over the last several months. So those are the two at the forefront, I think. And then you've got Montana and Idaho, who have some good people working there. You've got a lot of activity right now in Iowa because of There was a project by the Gold Standard Now group from the American Principles Project. They spent a lot of time just over the last few weeks out in Iowa, kind of following the GOP presidential candidates around there and putting this issue in front of them. So Iowa is starting to spin up here a little bit. And then obviously, you know, being in my backyard, Missouri, I'd like to get something really going here too. And
well, I will have a problem with them handing it to the Republican Party. Republican Party plays a game of shift, and I can guarantee it, it will not be the legislation that you thought you had. And
oh,
it will have backdoor legislation in it that actually sets it up. In fact, that's what's going on right now. Right now, and not just in Missouri, but other states, the Republican Party has joined forces, and they're looking into state banks. However, they're looking into state banks to turn them over to a place, a thing called Chase, Manhattan.
That's exactly what we don't need, because those
Correct.
Are the same people that are running the show right now.
Correct. So when you hand it over to the Republican Party, they're already in the midst to change it so that they will end up having control of the state's financials completely.
No,
so
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, it's got to get out of the hands of the two-party system. I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to use the momentum of just the fact that we're in a – in a presidential cycle to get the issue out in front of folks.
What was laughing? I heard laughing.
That
always gives me a good one.
I think we have Patricia on the line as well. Patricia, are you with us this morning?
I am with you.
All right. I think we might have heard you giggling there in the background.
Oh, my kids are walking out the door. I'm sorry. I thought I held the phone far enough away when I did that.
Well, Jim, why don't you introduce Patricia and see how she's adding to the fight for our sovereignty.
Well, this is Patricia Wheat, and she is part of the Sound Money Committee out of South Carolina. Why don't you say hello, Patricia, and tell us what you guys are doing down there.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm happy to be on the call with all of you. I'd like to just say, first off, for the listeners, particularly new listeners, the reason that Sound Money is the issue is because as long as there are a handful of people who can declare whatever, whether it be paper, computer digits, or thin air, to be money, and the people don't have the same power, then they have control and they have the ability to confiscate what we own, and they have the ability to call the shots in government, to grow the police state, to grow the welfare state, to have endless wars, anything they like at their whims. And so this is the issue to work on. Once we have control of this, then we can set the course for liberty again.
And to, reinforce that, and to get back to what Louise has brought up, is we found in the past that we thought we were working with good people, and all of a sudden they'll twist and turn on you and literally stab you in the back. And the problem is you can elect good people, but with this corrupt money system, they can all be corrupted by that almighty Federal Reserve note. And we're coming up on another three-minute break. Speaking of the Federal Reserve notes and real currency, please consider exchanging some of your Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver with Republic Trading Group, and that helps keep RBN on the air. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The television lights, they tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today? The things are today.
We're back. And you know what? You know, Tom, you cannot say anything about as the Capitol Forum turns your stomach today. Because I didn't sing on one thing, and we have a whole lot of other people who have proof now. That's what I'm saying. My story, I'm sticking to it. Anyway.
So we did a lot of singing last week for some reason, didn't we? The independence mood, I suppose, last week.
It could be. I don't know. Don't ask me.
We were independent last week. This week we're going to be sovereign, right? Sound money and sovereignty.
Yeah, well, actually, the only way you can be sovereign is if you have sound money. That's a fact. Anyhow, as I was saying, we have a group. It's kind of an intertwined group, and we're talking about getting sound money legislation in the states, and hopefully then to key into state banking. Now, the problem is it's very, very tricky. The situation you guys are into right now is so tricky, okay, because if you don't get it right, they have control of us. There's a very specific situation, a very specific formula that needs to be put into place that makes sure that the states have total control away from the federal government, away from any other system of control.
Well, Louise?
Yeah.
Louise, I would like to term that better. Instead of the states, the people have control.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we know and as we evidence today, the states are manipulated and controlled by private people. That have a lot of money and have a lot of control. It needs to be put back into the control of the people. And the people are going to have to be the ones, as a whole, that are going to have to look after the system and control the system. Because if we let it go to just the state, then we're going to have trouble. Because the manipulators are going to come through. They've done it for thousands of years, the money changers. and they'll take control of the state bank if the people aren't on top of it.
And Jim, as you know, if you listen to our show quite often, we do try to focus on solutions on this show. And why don't you give out websites, contact information that our listeners can start investigating, start getting tied into to help support what you guys are doing or expand upon it in their states? Where would they start?
Well, I would go to, boy, that's Danny.
Doug,
you guys have Patricia, you have a website down there in South Carolina, correct?
That's right. And our site does link to Doug's site. Doug is doing a great job of linking up the states through his website. Ours is SC for South Carolina, scsoundmoney.com. And it links up to Doug's site. Doug, why don't you tell them a bit about your site?
Yeah, we just rebranded the site. For a while, we called it the Honest Money Center, but we changed the name to the Sound Money Center. So it's soundmoneycenter.org. We're just lining up with the nomenclature that's being used in the marketplace. And we are looking at solutions as well. I think one thing that's interesting as we talk about this, what they did out in Utah just by simply passing that very simple piece of legislation is they kind of opened up the free market to start looking at solutions. And they've got a couple of people out there that are putting together non-bank depositories. They're private depositories to take people's, what's now been declared in Utah as legal tender, put it on deposit there, and then allow them to issue and use that, actually spend it using debit cards. And this is all, it's not completely 100% privatized. There is a little bit of a working through the banking system in terms of issuing those debit cards, but it's a step in the right direction.
I've heard some feedback that a lot of people complained it was pretty watered down, but I would, unless there's something in a backdoor twist on it, it sounds like it's a good start and then plant some seeds for some other states to take off from.
Well, I think the reason it is a good start is because it is pretty watered down, and it left a lot of interpretation to the free market. So the free market's jumping in and saying, hey, here's how we can implement this thing. Now, of course, the state's kind of starting to look at some of this activity and wanting to maybe regulate it a little bit. The banking system, even the state banking system out there in Utah, is trying to figure out how they can control these depositories. So we know that's coming, but what this is doing is it's giving us a little bit of an eye into the playbook that the bankers and the money changers are going to use to try and shut this off. So there's a lot of good things coming out of what we're seeing happen in Utah just for that, if nothing else. We can see that where they're headed with this, craft legislation to counter what they're trying to stop in Utah as well.
Doug, for some of us that haven't followed this as closely as you have, can you give us a little bit more in depth what they're actually doing in Utah?
Well, very simply, they passed a law that declared gold and silver coin that is minted. Now, this is one of the flaws in the bill, I believe. It says it is minted specifically by the U.S. government.
I'm sorry, Doug. I think we're going to have to start this over on the other side of the break. We have a three-minute break. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind? Horses and men, horses and men are on the field. They didn't yield. Many have fallen here. Never forget.
That's right.
Never forget.
Never forget. Because I'll tell you what, they're coming after us. One thing I have to say about patriots, the one thing they need to learn is they never need to learn never to forget. And for some reason, they always do. Okay, we're talking about sound money legislation, and we're going to start talking about what's going on in Utah. Am I correct there, Doug?
Well, yeah, I just was going to give you a little bit of perspective for my involvement of what's going on out there and some of the things that we're seeing in terms of their implementation. We talked about that a little bit already, how the free market's grabbing a hold of that and running and causing a little bit of consternation among the bankers and the Federal Reserve, who are watching it very closely. But the other side of it is, some of the things in the bill itself that I think they missed. Of course, they've done more than any other state, so we can't cast too many stones. They've certainly opened this up for discussion. But they made gold and silver coin a tender for payment in debts, but they limited it to U.S. minted gold and silver coin. Well, that right there gives power back to the feds, because they can just stop minting it, or they can, declare what they want to allow to be that legal tender. So that's one thing you need to watch in future legislation and make sure that we broaden that.
Well, Doug, let me comment on that, because,
sure.
We just experienced Bernard von Nothaus, went through this, this big lawsuit over the Liberty Dollar, and the whole... The whole premise of the case was because it had a dollar. It said dollar on it. And the United States says, oh, well, that's our term. And you can't use that term. So they were declaring that he was counterfeiting. And, you know, the Constitution says that no state shall coin anything but gold or silver. That doesn't have anything to do with the federal government. So,
correct.
Yeah, we have to watch the terminology by the banksters and their attorneys playing their wordsmith games. And, you know, this is a state issue.
It is a state issue, and the states, as they come in and begin to implement this, and again, Utah has kind of paved the way and showed some help us seeing what cards that are going to be played at the federal level to try and stop these things, so we can craft legislation going into this next session that will, you know, that'll counter some of that up front. So it's really a state sovereignty issue, and one of the terms we're starting to use now as I'm going around the speaking circuit talking to these states is you've got all these issues, and Patricia's exactly right. This, and you guys, I mean, you're all aware, this is the number one issue in this nation, because all of these people that are running around saying nullify this and nullify that, if they really understand that if you enact sound money, these alphabet soup agencies, the FDA, the NEA, the EPA, I mean, name it, the TSA, they all get defunded with a sound money system because they can't just print it up.
I think that one of the biggest problems is, and I think that this surfaced after the Civil War with the 14th Amendment. You know, I'm not a United States citizen. I'm a Missourian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The states before the Civil War, the states were autonomous. They were independent. They were countries in and of themselves. And throughout the years after the Civil War, they've been co-opted into this. Oh well, you're part of the United States. Well, no, the United States is a 10 square mile area over in Washington D.C. And I think that people have lost that knowledge. And we've got a bunch of legislators in our state governments that don't understand this. And that's probably one of our biggest problems is lack of knowledge of our legislators.
Exactly.
No, it's lack of our legislators' knowledge.
Yes.
See, there was where you're wrong. I spent in Washington 23, 24 years. I spent in Missouri 9.5 years on the Missouri House of Representatives. And I will guarantee you, we have two types of representatives. We have the representatives who have, they're the sharks. They do know what they're doing. They're part of the party system. They're the controlled, but they are the controlling factor. But then there's the bulk of them who, oh, good old buddy, all this, will keep you busy. Here's what you have to say. You don't understand anyway. File this bill. Do this one here. What have you. And if you dare deter from it, then the big fish come in and you're allocated to the end of death row, so to speak, in the party. Okay? But the regular people, they don't understand. If you go into representatives, I've been there, and you say, hey, what you're signing on here does this, this, and this. It's against your constituents. They said, I don't like it, I know, but if I don't, I'm not a team player. And then I'll be in trouble. They've already told me I'll be in trouble.
Well,
okay? They don't even understand it.
What we have to do
as activists and as the community, the constituents, have to create our own team. We send legislators in there. A lot of these people who run for office, or some of these people that run for office, really want to do the right thing, and they get in there. What we do is we elect them, and then we turn around and walk away like they're supposed to do the job alone. What we have to do is we have to be in numbers. We have to be in there. We have to be in their office. We have to hold their back. But, you know, in this country for far too long, people think, oh, I'll elect somebody, they'll fix the problem. I don't have to think about it anymore. But you've got to be in their office every day. You've got to be there. You got to be there at their back. Got to be rounding up the troops, circling the wagons, if you want somebody to go in there and do the right thing. You can't just throw them to the wall.
Even more than that, you have to feed me, burp me, wipe you. Okay, that was my terminology. You feed them, you make sure they're patted on the back, and you make sure that, you know, you clean up after them.
Well, okay, I really appreciate what Patricia said, and, really, it's the people's responsibility to tell them what to do.
Hold their backs, because they're if you want them to fight the battle, they're fighting a real battle against real bad guys who really have guns.
Louise, you were still Jim Guest's chief of staff when the MIAC report came out, weren't you?
Yes, I know. I was the person who helped get it released.
And about 20 of us, about 20 people from the state of Missouri came to Jefferson City. And we walked door to door, and I would say that 95% of the representatives and senators had no idea that this was even going on.
No. Now, here, let's go one step farther. Okay, then once it was done, the Republican Party came in to use the MIAC report and then to abuse it. So what they did was they weren't going to change anything, okay? They talked Jim into giving it to a representative, Dixon. Actually, Jim was, I'm not going to go in there, but so here's Dixon. He gets this information. Dixon already states he wants it so he can run for Senate, and he sends a letter to the Speaker of the House. Then, by the way, I got a copy of this letter by I just went in and I asked them for a copy of the letter that they sent, and they thought I was from the young man thought I was actually from the Speaker's office, so he printed me off a copy. And the shark bait chief of staff to Dixon came in, was trying to get the copy away from me, and I wasn't going to let it out of my hands. I didn't know why. I didn't get a chance to read it or anything. I brought it back over. I said, Jim, I said, something strange. Something happened here, you know? I mean, he didn't want me to have the copy. Oh, and Jim started yelling at me. How dare I? These wonderful Republicans, they're trying to befriend me and be good. This is something. I says, fine. He's cursing at me on the House floor. I go downstairs. I start reading this. And here's Dixon say, we can use this for our benefit, and then we can do nothing and kind of hide it and make absolutely no change and protect the patrol and protect the federal government so we can still get the money that they're sending us.
Yeah, well, you know,
Jim, and you know what? Jim still aided and abetted them to do it because they don't want to go against their party.
Well, you know what? They can go have their little parties. I don't follow party anymore. If you're a real American, you don't follow parties.
But the parties get them elected. What she's saying is right. You have to help get real good people elected, and you got to make sure you're not putting in the party people. You just got to end the love affair with the Republican Party. The Tea Party was moved and absconded by the Constitution Party was not Constitution, but Campaign for Liberty was taken over by the Republican Party. You go back over one after next after next after next. They've taken it, and they're not doing anything. If you think you send somebody to Washington, or you send them to your capital, and if you're not actively helping them raise money to run and actively setting out signs and doing that, and I'm not saying is, we'll get to it next week.
Well, Louise, you said the key word, money.
Correct. Money talks.
It's all about the money.
Actually, we're getting away from our topic somewhat, so let me try to steer us back on course a little bit.
Let's get back on.
Doug, Jim, let me ask Doug a question, please. Doug, what impact are we seeing in Utah? Are they actually implementing this legislation, or is it sitting on the sidelines? Are they actually putting this into place? And if so, are we actually seeing a premium on gold and silver coins in Utah?
Well, I wouldn't say no. Gold and silver coin is kind of universally set in its price, and obviously we can talk all day long about the paper price being manipulated and those kind of things. We won't go down that rabbit trail too far, but they are working toward implementation. As I said earlier, they have these private depositories that are in the works right now that are getting ready to open in the next few, I'd say maybe 60 to 90 days. Those depositories are be set up specifically for the ability for people to go in and deposit their gold and silver coin that is now legal tender, and then actually spend that through this issuance of a debit card.
So this is actually an exciting time in Utah. We're actually seeing this played out where we can actually have real money in the flow and actually go to a store and use real money.
Very much so. And one of the things that we're excited about to be a part of this, the company that I work for that actually is funding the Sound Money Center initiative has a mechanism by which people can opt into this by simple payroll deduction, where you can go to your employer and say, hey, I want to take $50 or $100 or $200 out of each check and put it in gold and silver in this depository so that I have a vested interest. They can also set up a plan to just pull from their savings or checking account on a regular basis to fund these depositories. And what that does is it allows a lot of constituents to have a vested interest very quickly in what's going on there. So you get this critical mass of numbers of people who, A, understand the problem, and B, are actually using the solutions that are being implemented. So there's traction out there. It isn't perfect. It's not going to be perfect.
Now, what company do you work for?
Oh, the company I work for is called Mass Metal. We're out of Lawrence, Kansas. The program we have is it's called Silver Saver. You can look at it at silversaver.com. Kind of tells you a little bit about what we're doing. But one of the things that we are doing is trying to work with these depositories and in the state of Utah to go to these employers, you know, go right to the people who are, you know, taking and paying their people and saying, we'll take a part of your Federal Reserve note compensation and put it in real money in these depositories. So there's some exciting things going on.
Well, now
this can be replicated in any state.
You've said that gold and silver universally set the value of, but there is premiums that are being introduced into the market right now, and you can see this for example, when silver was at $50 and then it backed off to whatever 35 or whatever level it backed down to. It actually held a much higher premium to buy an ounce of silver. A silver eagle wasn't like $2 over spot anymore. All of a sudden, it was like $4, $5, or $6 over spot. In other words, the paper market started becoming less relevant because the real market, when you went into a coin dealer, you actually had to pay much more of a premium.
Yeah, and I would say there are some local issues where you will see some of that. But in general, in the United States, you can go online, silversaver.com, you can go to other places that are online, and they will have a price that's going to be pretty close to what it is nationally. But you're right. I mean, locally, you could have, if there's a sudden demand for physical, the physical market will always outweigh the paper market.
And that's what I suspect may happen in Utah. It may actually have a much greater premium in Utah, and people will be seeking outside sources which will raise the boat. It'll float everybody's boat higher because people will actually flock to real money. There's something special about having a silver coin in your pocket, isn't there?
Absolutely. And one of the things states need to really understand, and state legislators need to understand, is that what's happening in Utah right now is they are literally seeing hundreds of millions, and they expect it to get to the billions of dollars of capital that is going to flow into that state as a result of this legislation.
They've got
big-time money people on the East Coast that are saying, hey, we want to open up an account when these depositories are ready. We want to put $100 million in. And people understand this issue. I mean, there are more and more people of larger means and everyday Americans who are starting to understand that we've got a problem here. How do I protect myself? How do I protect my wealth, my purchasing power? It doesn't matter whether you make $10,000 a year or $10 million. People are starting to say, hey, I've got to do something different to escape this trap of these Federal Reserve notes that are getting printed into oblivion. So they're going to run states that have implemented this.
And some of those people that are waking up are actually state legislators, and they're starting to figure out, hey, to grow our economy or to get our economy back under control, we actually need to do something, and that something might just be sound money. And that's exactly the situation. Go ahead, Jim.
The fraud of the Federal Reserve system was that they came in and they, you know, under this Keynesian economics, they came in and said, oh, well, you know, we're going to be able to stabilize and stop the ups and downs in the economy. Oh, yeah? Yeah. How many times in the last 80 years have they inflated and deflated?
I hear music, I think.
Yep, we have a 3-minute break coming up, and I think we have Walter Reddy waiting in the the background, so we'll
all
bring
right.
them up after the break.
All right.
Know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy. Nobody wants to share at all. And people worship money. And everything is breaking down. And everybody's shaking down.
We're back. You know, I'm not kidding. That sounds like you, Tom. Every time I hear that, it sounds like you. Thinking is, you know, you're tricking us here, and I mean, this is a game deal.
Yeah, I wish I could produce music that good, but I actually tried to get Bill on our show last week, and I guess he had other agenda. So we'll get him on, and we'll prove that it's not just me.
Yeah, I think it's like the Green Hornet and Batman. I think really you're him. It sounds like you guys. Yes or no? Did that not sound like him? It did.
It does.
Thank you. I knew it.
How bizarre.
I'll find out here. We'll pull the mask off.
Yeah.
The Lone Ranger.
Mr. Smooth.
Yes, I agree. So, Louise, what direction were you going to? Did Doug finish his thoughts or
I
read?
I don't think Doug did, and I wanted to ask, before we bring in the other guest, I wanted Doug on clarification of the Utah law for the sound money, and you too, Patricia, if you want to chime in, what difficulties they kind of went into with the changing of the original legislation?
Well, my understanding, I interviewed Representative Galvez here a couple of months ago. And in talking with him, he's actually a freshman legislator, which is, I found that fascinating, that a freshman legislator comes in and was able to get something as important as this passed. It was just fascinating to me to hear his story. And what he said was the legislation kind of got dumped on his desk by a senior representative who said, hey, I don't have time for this. He had a constituent. Now, here's a key. He had a constituent named Larry Hilton, who was very, very active in the state and really was involved and pressed him and helped him to work through the traps that were set up in the legislation and in the process. And what they did is, yes, they started out with something much broader, but they narrowed it down to the point where there were absolutely no constitutional questions whatsoever that they could hang on it. And they moved it forward and got it passed with the idea and understanding and plan that they were going to take and broaden the bill in this next session coming up in 2012. Utah is not like other states. They have 30 days. I mean, they have one 30-day session and they're done.
Wow.
So they got it done in January, February-ish. They got it signed off in March. And now they're falling back and looking at, okay, how can we shore this thing up? What can we do to make it stronger come in the 2012 session? So that was really the strategy that they had to enact to get it passed. But again, freshman legislator coming in and passing this thing, it was pretty amazing to watch it happen.
Well, you know what we need to do is we need to go back to the original Coinage Act. I think it was 1792.
Yes,
was it 1792?
Yes, yep. It was.
We need, you know, the definition of a dollar is a measurement. It's a measurement in weight.
That's correct.
370.
And that's what we need to go back to.
The original sound money legislation is exactly that.
Okay.
It gives a weight or measure per ounce of what is for allowable currency.
What is a dollar? Yeah. What is a dollar?
It doesn't say a dollar. A dollar is a terminology given by the federal government. It is by coinage, by weight, by trading capacity.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're coming up on a 70-second break, so everybody please hang in there and listen to and support the sponsors. And I don't know, but I would assume Marvin is needing your help, listeners, so please donate if you can. And it helps keep RBN expanding so we reach a bigger and broader audience. Back in 70 seconds.
Also, they have our own coins